Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio show from Seven Oaks Consulting called Persimony. Persimony is our new brand for content that we hope will help smart women, business owners, entrepreneurs, and others in business for themselves achieve great things. And we're focusing on small business owners, particularly women, because I feel that it's an underserved market and one that I'm uniquely poised to help. So if you haven't tuned into our Blog Talk Radio shows before, let me introduce myself. My name is Jean Grunert. I am the president of Seven Oaks Consulting, which is a marketing agency and freelance writing firm located in Virginia. I moved here about 10 years ago after a really successful career in the New York City area as a marketing director. I worked for some big companies there. I worked for McGraw-Hill. I worked for Columbia University, the College Board, and a whole bunch of other companies in the financial services and education and publishing sectors, as well as retail. But I really wanted to own my own business. And I had started a business on the side when I was living in New York. But if you know anything about New York, it's super expensive. And even though my business was conducted almost exclusively through the internet, the cost of living up there was just astronomical. So we basically, you know, moved down to Virginia, and I live in a very rural part of the state, and I love it here. But 10 years ago, I opened up my own company, and I didn't know what I was doing. And as a new business owner, I was really fumbling for a long time to acquire, retain, and create loyal customers. Even though I had an extensive background in marketing, very little prepares you for entrepreneurship. And so what I hope to do on these Blog Talk Radio podcasts is to both share what I have learned personally, as well as some new insights into the realm of marketing, as well as have great guests on. Next week, actually, that reminds me, we have Erin Jordan from Walker Sands Communications joining us. Now, that's June 26th. Erin will be joining us to talk about a new research report called The Future of Retail that came out from Walker Sands. It's really interesting, and I think if you are a woman business owner working in the field of retail, or even just a small retailer, you need to hear this. So do tune in next week for that talk. Today, however, we are going to be talking about Pinterest. And I'm starting with this social media site because it really reaches that target demographic that many of our women business owners are reaching out to, and that is their fellow women around ages, you know, 20 to 40 and up. But it's a great site to promote things that are image-based. And a lot of what women who go into business for themselves sell is things that sell really well through images. Now, what do I mean by that? A lot of the people that I know who've started their own businesses, they start with an Etsy shop. So perhaps if you're not familiar with Etsy, it's kind of like eBay, except it's for handicraft items and antiques. So I have a friend, for example, in Michigan who goes to garage sales and auctions, and she buys really cool home implements. She has an Etsy store that sells, old-fashioned pressure cookers and canning jars and kitchen implements, and it's really neat. But that's a great example of a woman business owner who has a small business with highly visual content. It photographs well. People need to see pictures of it in order to buy it and get involved in it and things like that. She's an ideal person to do Pinterest marketing. The same goes for a friend named Shannon who has a jewelry making business. I love Shannon's handcrafted jewelry. I personally prefer that over fancy bling any day. And Shannon has an Etsy shop where she sells these gorgeous original designs. There's another great example of what could sell really well if you do Pinterest marketing right. So if you're not familiar with it, what the heck is Pinterest? And it's spelled P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T, Pinterest.com. It is a website, a social media site. You're signing up for it is free. And what you do is you save images to something called a board, and it's called pinning. And if you can imagine, you've got a virtual cork board, and you take an old thumbtack and you stick your idea in there. That's called pinning, but you're just doing this online. And you can save images to your boards and organize them around topics. I have many Pinterest boards. I'm on there as Seven Oaks Jean, and you can find me there. And most of my boards are public. I have boards for some of my sub-businesses, like Home Garden Joy, my website on gardening. I've got stuff I'm just interested in and dreaming about, and vacation spots and things like that. But you can check out my site. It is very popular, again, for that image-based stuff. Now, Pinterest, the site itself, describes what they do as, and I'm quoting now directly from their FAQs, Pinterest is where people discover new ideas and find inspiration to do the things they love. Pins are ideas that help you get creative or try something new, whether you're planning a camping trip or collecting home improvement hacks. Pins are saved to boards, keeping your ideas organized and easy to find. Follow other people or boards that are saving ideas you're interested in so you can do even more of what you love. Okay, sounds pretty simple, right? Let's talk about why you should use Pinterest for marketing. Now, I mentioned that it's really good for visually based content and selling things that are based on images, but why? Well, here's some facts that'll just blow your mind. Pinterest reaches over 150 million users every month. There's 150 million with an M people worldwide logging into the site each month and using it. Think about that audience. Where else can you log into a free site with the potential of reaching millions of people? It's second only in popularity to Facebook, but it doesn't have all that controversy behind it. Now, if you are not into Facebook, Facebook has just been, you know, under a lot of scrutiny these past couple of months because we all kind of knew that they were selling data. I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody that they're collecting data on you and using it. Most websites do that, frankly, nowadays. It's kind of how they part of their business model. But what they got caught doing was selling a lot of really super personal data and extrapolating that from people's usage habits on the site. People didn't like that. So a lot of people are leaving Facebook. And while Pinterest isn't exactly a substitute for Facebook, it's really rising in popularity. And in fact, it has pushed Twitter out of that second place spot. And I think it's only going to increase in popularity. Now, I have personal insight into how popular it is and how it can affect a business through my website, homegardenjoy.com. Now, when I look at my Google Analytics and I look at where my traffic is coming from on Home Garden Joy, over 80% is from organic search, which means people are sitting down at Google and they're typing in things like, you know, how do I make a rose trellis? How do I grow tomatoes? Whatever it is, they're finding my site, which is great. But about 10% or seconds of that traffic is coming from Pinterest. And there's a handful of pins that I've done over the years that just seem to drive a lot of traffic to my site. So it's a steady traffic driver for my blog. And the more traffic I get to my blog, the more money I make from my ads. Of course, I monetize that particular blog. Not all my blogs are monetized, but that one is, using Google AdSense and some other advertising venues. And so the more traffic I get to my blog, the more potential money I can make, right? That's the name of the game. So using Pinterest drives traffic, okay? And anytime that you're in business for yourself, you want to be driving as much traffic to your web properties as possible. Now, I said we have 150 potential million users each month on Pinterest. Do you know how many pins are saved? This number, I kept looking at it because I couldn't believe it, but it's true. Well, at least it's true. I don't know if it's been audited, but Pinterest says it, so I'll give them that. I'll say it's true. They say there's 100 billion with a B pins saved every month to their site. That is a lot of content that's out there. So what we want to do, right, is figure out how to benefit from 150 million users but get noticed in a positive way when there's over 100 billion pins there. It's sort of a catch-22. You've got tons of people coming to the site, but tons of pins out there. And so your little picture of that, you know, omelet that you made that you're trying to get people to click on and go look at your recipe on your blog, man, that's fighting against a lot of traffic. So this gets us to resharing your content on Pinterest. What is resharing? Why should you do it? And how do you do it ethically and in a good way so it works? Resharing is taking the same picture and pinning it to multiple boards on Pinterest. Now, the cool thing about Pinterest is that it's different from Google. it acts like a search engine because people can go in there and type in a hashtag or a search term and find what they want. And I've done that. I was looking for clothing choices for Carol Tuttle. She's a famous image consultant, and she's written a book, and you discover your clothing and fashion type, and then it's, you know, once you have the name of your type, you can find stuff that looks like what you'd want to wear. So I went into Pinterest and I put in my type and I put in her name, and lo and behold, there's other crazy people like me who want to dress to their type. And so I was able to find lots of things on there. So when people search on Pinterest, it's similar to Google, but they're going to get the pictures. And then if they're really interested, they can save that or click the link and go to your site. But unlike Google, now Google will penalize you if you have duplicate content. So you can't take the same article that's on your blog and keep publishing it over and over again, hoping that that'll get the attention of Google. Oh, it'll get attention, all right, but it'll get you kicked off. So, like, nobody does that. You can't do that. Pinterest is different. Pinterest actually learns over time what you're about by looking at what you're pinning. So the more you pin from your own site, the more Pinterest algorithm goes, oh, I get this. This girl's site's about gardening or fashion or cooking. I get it. And so if you pin from the same URL, it will start to get it, recognize what the pin's about, and keep it going. So that's the good thing. Now, the bad thing is if you keep pinning the same article nonstop 20 times in a day or 20 times in a month, it will also say, you're just spamming us. We're not interested in that. And you won't get the juice out of it that you want. So you have to balance repinning or sharing the same content with a few little things to do to make it fresh. One of the things to do to make it fresh is to join public boards and forums and pin it onto new boards. You're sharing it with a new audience, which works in your favor because that gets more exposure, more people looking at it. But it also kind of helps Pinterest think of it as new content. Another tip to reshare your content on Pinterest and get the positive notice that you want it to get is to pin very consistently. It doesn't seem to matter whether you do 5 or 30 pins a day, but pin every day. Try to do it around the same time. Get a rhythm and a consistency going. It's better to do fewer pins frequently than to try and do like 100 on the weekend and just get it over with. I read somewhere that Pinterest pays most attention to the first 5 pins that you do each day. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've been testing that, and it seems to help. When you pin, it is shown to your followers only, so follow other pinners. Hopefully, they will follow you in turn. And as with any type of social media, sharing really great content gets you noticed faster than sharing a lot of crap. So don't share a lot of crap. Share your best work. Make it count. Make it visible. Another thing you can do, though, to reshare your content to Pinterest and continue to get positive notice to it is to refresh old blog posts with new photos and then repin them. The new photos will help get attention from viewers and will also refresh the content, giving Pinterest more reasons to share that pin. Now, another thing that I like to do is test my pictures on Pinterest. For example, if I'm doing a pin on I do have a blog post on how to grow strawberries. I may take 2 images and test them and see which one gets the most hits. One image may be a single perfect strawberry in my garden. Another image may be actually a huge pile of strawberries sitting on my kitchen table. Which image is more attractive? I know what I think. I think the one I took of the garden is more beautiful, but I'm only one person, and what I think may not reflect what my target demographic thinks. So I might put both out there and then measure the traffic. It's both coming to the same content. The question is which picture gets the most attention and the most clicks. And the good thing about Pinterest is that if you have Google Analytics set up, you can look at your traffic patterns and see what pins are bringing in traffic. And there's other useful tools. There's a tool called Tailwind, which is all about pinning. That one gives you intense analytics. It's really great. You do have to pay for that one, but it's worth investigating if you use Pinterest a lot because you can schedule pins with it. You can get really deep analytics from it, and that's all a good thing. And lastly, you know what you need to do? And guys, this is still important, is pin fresh content. You know, anytime you are doing content marketing or you are selling online, It's the content behind what you're selling that helps you build your brand, it helps you build your product story, and it helps get attention and eyeballs and people to your site. So the more fresh, original content you can pin, the better. Okay? So keep on pinning and keep on making that awesome content, and you will eventually get some better success. Now, a few more pro tips. And these are tips that I've gathered over the years because I made a lot of mistakes, as I mentioned early on. The first tip for using Pinterest and resharing your content: when you pin from your blog or your website, check the description under your photos when it appears on Pinterest before clicking the save button. What happens is on my blog, and I still don't know why this does it, a lot of them will pop up with just some weird random numbers under it. Well, that's not an inducement for people to click on the link and actually read the content. You can edit the description under each picture, and it's a great idea to write a fresh description every time you pin the content. The more fresh original descriptions you have, the better. You can test descriptions, and you can put hashtags into those descriptions. Again, trying to capitalize on some search traffic there. Add and test new hashtags. You can find hashtags that are trending in your niche. There are tools online for this. I like to look on what my competitors are doing. You know who your competitors are. It's pretty obvious. If you don't, it's time to do some market research. But see what they're using. Of course, you don't know what they're using. You don't have the access to their analytics, so you don't know what's successful for them, but you can extrapolate. I mean, if you see them using the same hashtag over and over again, give it a shot. I'll sometimes look at Instagram and see how many times a hashtag is used over there for my niche, which is on Home Garden Joy, the example I'm using, a gardening niche. And then I'll take whatever data I'm looking at from Instagram, and then I'll like, okay, let me affix that hashtag to my content on Pinterest. There's no good or bad way to do it. I think a lot of it is your creative take on hashtags and how you want to find them. There's a lot of advice out there for it, and as long as it's ethical and doesn't, you know, get into screwy jerry-rigging of them, you're okay. Cross-promote your stuff. Look at what your competitors are doing. Search other tools like Instagram and Twitter and see what's going on there, and then try and apply them over to your Pinterest stuff. And lastly, one of the things that I do is I've put Pinterest on my daily calendar. What I do is I'll make time at like 9 a.m., noon, and 3, and then sometimes again later at night around 9, just to go onto Pinterest and pin a couple of things, or to go to my blog and share a little bit here and there. When you do it in little bursts like that, it tends to boost the natural search ability on Pinterest. I think it's because it's more natural, again, than trying to like jump on at 9 a.m., do your 30 pins for the day, and you know, wash your hands, you're done with it. If you're doing it a little at a time, it's less onerous. I've sometimes done it in between meetings or phone calls because, I work from home. I have a marketing agency and a copywriting agency. I'm on a lot of meetings every day. Sometimes a meeting will end 10 minutes early. I'll hit up Pinterest. I'll hit up Twitter. I'll hit up Facebook. I'll do a little social media right there. These short little bursts work better for me, and I think they work better for your audience. Because face it, your audience, if you have 1,000 people, they're not all online. 1,000 followers on Pinterest, they're not all online at the same time. And your content's being shown to those 1,000 followers first in Pinterest's algorithm. So if you post at 9 a.m., but your followers are not all online, your content may get pushed way down in their feed by the time they log on. So these short little bursts kind of keep you in the limelight a little bit longer, I think, and help you get some more positive attention there. So that wraps up my discussion of Pinterest, resharing, why, when, and how to reshare content to Pinterest. It really is an amazing social media site. It's the only site I know of that is just so image-based. I mean, Instagram is, but Pinterest is really content linked to images and sharing. And it's an essential tool, I think, again, for anyone who is blogging or selling in a niche that focuses on very visual products. If you are not using Pinterest for marketing, I do invite you to try it. Again, I'm on Pinterest as Seven Oaks Jean. You can find me there. You can go to homegardenjoy.com, which is my gardening site, and the link will take you to my Pinterest boards there. If you would like to look me up online, I've got two sites you can go to find me easily. If you'd like to talk to me about your marketing needs or any writing needs that you may have, visit 7SEVENOAKSconsulting.com. That's my business website, and you can make an inquiry there for my services. I'd be happy to help you. Another site that might interest you is, of course, Persimony, which is persimony.com. Dot money. I always screw that up. It's persimony.com or persi.money, which is a unique extension I have for that. Persimony is the place where women business owners can gather to look at lots of free stuff to help them market, promote, advertise, and build their businesses. And then I do have books and will in the future have courses there for business owners and entrepreneurs to give you small, digestible chunks and bites of information to help you build your business. I'm all about quick wins, tips to help you move ahead, giving you cookbooks to do things, and cookbooks meaning like marketing cookbooks, how to enact things, and not getting too deeply in the weeds with people. Most people are not marketers. They want to sell their products. They want to sell their services. And so what I'm hoping to do is to give you enough information so you can either make an informed decision about hiring a marketing consultant or do it yourself with confidence. This wraps up today's episode on Blog Talk Radio. Again, please tune in on June 26th when Erin Jordan will be with us. She is from Walker Sands Communication, and we'll be talking about the future of retail. Thank you, and make it a great day. This is Jean Grunert for Seven Oaks Consulting and the Persimony Blog Talk Radio Show, signing off.